Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to talk about one of the most common, I don't know if it's right to call it objections to the insight on understanding, but one of the most common confusions that arise when people start to look at this idea that we live in the feeling of thought, not the feeling of circumstances, that there's no circumstance that is inherently stressful, that is inherently filled with pressure, that is inherently sad, that is inherently scary. But depending on what kind of reality thought is creating for us in any given moment, we will feel like something is sad or scary. But when thought changes, experience changes. When thought changes, our reality changes. And that's the heart of the Inside Out Understanding. That's the heart of what's behind all of these podcasts. But if you're new to that, it's not at all uncommon to go, well, but that's not true in my own experience, because I was really worried about money, and then I got some money and I wasn't worried anymore. So money fixed my worry. So there is a connection, there is a cause effect between what's happening in the world, between my circumstances and my experience. Or this person really annoyed me, and then they went away, and then I wasn't annoyed anymore. So it clearly was the person causing my annoyance, not my thinking. And it clearly was fixed by them leaving. But here's the thing with any example like that. Simultaneous to your circumstance changing, your thinking changed. In other words, when you stopped thinking it, you stopped feeling it. Now you could say, well, yeah, but I stopped thinking it because, and we could go back and forth in that. But here's an analogy that I heard recently that I absolutely loved to explain it. That if you've got a pot of soup and it's boiling over on the stove, and by the way, I think this analogy comes from a woman named Leslie Miller, but if somebody knows I've got the attribution wrong, please do let me know. But if you've got a pot of boiling soup and you put ice in the soup, it will temporarily stop it from boiling over. But fundamentally, as long as the soup is still on the burner, it's just going to boil over again. Well, in the same way, when we try to solve a feeling with behavior, we try to solve a feeling by changing our circumstances. It's like putting ice in the soup. It can temporarily get us to stop thinking about it, and so we'll temporarily stop feeling about it. But then at some point, that thinking is really liable to start back up, maybe now with a new object attached to it. And now instead of this amount of money, we're scared of that amount of money. Now instead of lusting after this amount of money, we lust after that amount of money. Now instead of this person annoying us, that person annoys us. But in fact, all that's happened is the soup started boiling again and we looked around for something to blame it on. Now, seeing that it only works one way, inside to out, formless to form, nothing to something, thought to feeling, means that we can navigate the world with so much more clarity and ease than if we have to continually look to improve our circumstances in order to improve our experience of life. So, should you never put ice in the soup? Well, if you're cooking, you probably don't want to put ice in the soup because it'll water down the soup. But in life, I don't know, I kind of have a 5-minute rule. You know the 5-second rule where if you drop food on the floor, as long as you pick it up within 5 seconds, it's still okay? Well, I kind of have a 5-minute rule. If I can put ice in the soup in 5 minutes or less, in other words, if I can just change a circumstance, even though I kind of know that's all I'm doing, I'm just temporarily cooling my jets, I'm perfectly willing to do that. But when I see that what's making my thinking bubble up and bubble over, what's creating that icky experience, is only and always thought, then I'm free of it. Because you don't have to change your thinking. Your thinking will change by its very nature. Left to its own devices, we think something new every minute. And it's pretty random and arbitrary a lot of the time. And sometimes it's pretty funny, and sometimes it's pretty dark. But it doesn't matter. If we're not continually attending to it and worrying about it, the flame under it isn't so high. The flame of our attention isn't getting at it. And even if those thoughts pass through our consciousness, they just pass through our consciousness. It'd be like passing your hand through a flame or passing a pot of soup over a flame. It's not going to really heat it, and it's certainly not going to heat it up enough for it to boil over. And if the soup's not boiling over, you don't need to put ice in it. And if you want to change the world, change the world. But don't change it to try to make yourself feel better. Don't change it to try and stop the soup from boiling over. Change it because you see a better way and you're moved to make at least some of your life about creating it in this new way. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.